views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm really having a blast. Tori Hartman is joining me here today, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about that in a moment. But, Benny, I had a moment today.
Yeah?
A little sadness moment.
Uh-oh.
Doris Day.
Yes, I did hear that news also.
Doris Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a little story about Doris Day. My mom and my sister, both named Doris, and rumor has it in the family, Doris Day was a big inspiration for a lot of things. So this is my stepmom. Just so you know, my stepmom married my dad when she was like 20 and my dad was like 50. But that's a whole different show. But that's like, I have to ask Tori about that karma. But Doris Day, you know, I'm starting to think about passages now. Mm-hmm. And Benny, you even know who Doris Day is, right?
Oh, yeah. Huge 60s silver screen icon and musician as well. I've been known to play quite a few of her cuts for weddings that I DJ and so forth like that. So.
I know.
Timeless, for sure.
It's timeless. But, you know, I mean, part of this is, and that's what we're talking about today, you know, with Tori, is we're talking about what does it mean in our lives to take a look at the energy that comes through us. You know, the energy that we refer to sometimes, especially 15 years doing this, I learned a few things, Benny, right? Chakra, mm-hmm. It depends on who I talk to. But to talk about combining the energy that is so within us with tarot, however you say that, it's brilliant. And that's what Tori Hartman has done. So here's what I want to say. We are opening up the phone lines because I am like, I don't know if you all can see this, but those of you watching the video, what you're going to see is this is amazing. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, did Tori model or pose for that picture? Because I know Tori and mm-hmm. I'm not stalking you, Tori, but I'm just saying. And I thought, wow, what is it about this deck, that this body of work, what is it about the inspiration for this that has come through Tori Hartman? And this is not the only thing Tori has done. Tori's like amazing. It's like when I think about, you know, some of the work that she's done, I'm really struck by how relevant this is. Mm. But born and raised in an atmosphere that I was born and raised in, but I was born and raised when I could go down to Cafe Wa and watch Bob Dylan. Yep. That's I'm talking about way back in the day. Mm-hmm. There's an experience when you grow up in this environment in the 60s that comes into every cell in your body. And as a result of it, if you're like Tori, what happens is you build your life and your world around something that is far more than enlightening. If you're me, probably they say because I have four planets in Capricorn, it takes about 40 years later to do it. But today, I want to introduce you to what Tori's doing. And please, everybody, get ready for Monday magical readings. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Tori, it's great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, Pat, I could just listen to you talk forever, and I'm so glad to see you again. I was saying, oh my gosh, Dr. Pat, you were one of the first people that interviewed me when my other deck came out. And it's interesting, you mentioned something just now. You said, I wonder if she modeled. Well, what's very interesting about this deck is I had this deck drawn for me 5 years ago.
Wow.
And I look more like the women in this deck. In other words, I have my hair, you know, for those of you looking on a video, you can see my hair's got blue in it. I figured I was going gray anyway, so I'd just be like, and I was going to be an old blue hair. So I got blue hair in there.
But, oh my God. You know, so funny though. But, you know, look, they say something. You could take the girl out of New York, but you can't take New York out of the girl.
No way. And the other thing I want to tell everybody about you, Dr. Pat, which I think is very important, is it's young when you're old when you're young, with that many planets in Capricorn. So, and I've actually got 1, 2, 3, I've got 4 planets in Capricorn too. So it's really interesting you're saying this. And right now we've got Saturn in Capricorn. So some of us are having a Saturn return. And, you know, this is an interesting time because if you did your work, for those Capricorns who've done their work, they will get the rewards. For those who didn't, you're in the schnei. And I want to tell you, Dr. Pat, which when we play with this deck, you'll see.
I love the deck.
It's, you know, I didn't know. It's funny. You know, when you put the pieces together, as you know, the work comes through us, not to us, which I love, you know. And when I put this deck together, I had the elements around me and I put it together. And so just like you, I didn't get to really see the finished piece until it landed on my desk. So it's, what's interesting is I forgot, you know, it's very funny. People say to me, oh, you put this in. I go, I did. And I forgot that the chakra, the seventh chakra, is very much aligned with Saturn. So when you pull that seventh, because each of these cards, when you get that first chakra of red, that's a sun sign card. So the second chakra is the moon, which is emotion, right? Third chakra is Mercury, which is our thinking, fight or flight. And so if you're going to pull those yellow cards and it's a Mercury retrograde, let's say, for example, that's going to take on a different meaning in that moment that the reading is happening than it would, you know, at a time when it's not in retrograde. So there's certain things in the fourth chakra, Venus, what, right? Fourth chakra is love, heart. The fifth chakra is Mars. Are we going to do this? Let's do this, what we say we're going to do.
Oh, my God, sister, you are like talking to me now.
And then you get the last two, which is the sixth chakra is that it is our Jupiter, its expansion, its family of origin. And then, of course, seventh is outside our body, universal consciousness. And here's the thing, the universal consciousness of Saturn in Capricorn at a time when Capricorn says, you've got to be disciplined, kids. And people are just going crazy out there. So although I think it's going to be more disciplined in this next year, but that's a different conversation.
Well, but, you know, let's talk about this because I love what you've done. And by the way, for those of you out there, Benny, I want to be super busy. We're going to start out talking about the deck, but we're also going to talk about the message that Tori's bringing forward. Because here's the thing, you know, what I love is to be able to integrate everything. Nobody knows better what's going on in your life but you. And yet, when I'm listening to you talk about this, right, for me, with my moon in Capricorn and three other things, and Sagittarius is my sun sign, and I got a bunch of planets over there, and then they're all huddled together up here like that, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about the Jupiter Sagittarius this year. And then I'm thinking about how cool that's going to be for Capricorn next year. The thing that I want to talk about, though, is how you have taken all of this and have made this so perfect for people to look at, investigate, explore, tap into, and have fun. And as usual, you know, I don't only want to talk about the inspiration for the book. I want to put this into action. So the best way to talk about this to our listeners, and Benny, let's go ahead and skip this break, if you don't mind.
Sure.
1-800-930-2819. We're doing readings, and we have a deck of cards. I was stunned because here's what I know.
Okay.
In the world we live in today, people are not producing this level of quality. They are not going through the trouble of having art on this many cards. You know this in the publishing industry right now, right? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But you did. And so I want to take everybody on a journey. And yes, of course, I would be the guinea pig. Because this year for us, Tori, there's no mistake you're here. Mm-hmm. And my friend Gail, who has been saying to me, you got to write a book, but she says it with that British accent, so I'm never going to be able to mimic that. But the point is, we have so many cool things happening. Our technology this year is finished. Our network will have software and technology. We don't even understand why. People say, why are you doing it? We just know to do it. So right. How do we use this beautiful, I'm in love with this. How do we use this deck to look at what you and I just talked about so we can tap in to the chakra wisdom that now aligns with Tarot? Take us through it.
Well, I think the first thing to start with is that it is just begin with the premise that everybody has their own answers. No matter how we work it, no one is going to give you an answer that you already have. And I think that once we take back the ownership of that, you're going to be able to, I was talking about this recently that I said, the more evolved you become, the more you're going to see into the circumstances of your life. The more you're going to see into, for example, the Bible. You'll read a section and it reads completely differently.
That is happening to me too.
Yep. So you're good. The more evolved, the less you're going to be in the place of trying to hold other people responsible for things, and the more you're going to be looking within. And that can be very frustrating for some people. So the first thing to look at is that those seven chakra that we just spoke of, the one thing I want to tell everybody, Dr. Pat, that a lot of people don't know is that the chakra as we know it, you know, people say to me, oh, it's thousands of years old. And I always laugh because the truth is I was hired to do a book. I just finished it. It's coming out in November, right? Okay. So here's what it is. Those seven chakra, basically at the end of the day, what you're looking at is that it's very new. It was really developed. The rainbow chakra that we know came out of Esalen in the 1970s. So it came from mind, body, spirit connection, all of that stuff. So just to bring everybody up to speed, I want you to imagine everything is already in your body. So the way these cards were put together, and Dr. Pat, you have the red cards in front of you. There are 11 red cards. Each one of those cards is going to reveal to you something about you personally, because it's your sun sign. It's your first chakra, so therefore it's always going to be your platform, your DNA, old beliefs that suit you and don't suit you, things that you'll be having to build upon. So when we look at the aces in the tarot, those are gifts, and that's a gift from the creator. So he gives you a shot. He says, here's a gift for you, and then they come up again in the eight. So you're going to notice there's 14 cards in the minor arcana. So there's seven and seven. So it starts again with the eights become red cards. So what we're talking about is people say, oh, I have to start again. No, you get to do something new with all the knowledge you already have. So when those eights come up, or those, that's the idea that you already know that. So basically, to take everybody through it very briefly, the twos are emotions. So those are like, and look at the twos in the tarot. The two of hearts, the two of cups, really. Those are like, you know, meeting somebody, you know, the nine. Yeah, That's the love card, right? So when we look at the, and that's orange. When we look at the two nines, for example, the Nine of Swords is probably the most emotionally difficult card in the deck. Yet the Nine of Cups is fulfillment emotionally. So we look at those coming back to that. Then we go through the yellow, which is fight or flight, our thinking, and then our rethinking it, right? Because those, that's the 10. That's kind of like the ability to enjoy what we have. Can you enjoy it? Then, yeah. Of course, the green is our heart. And just so everybody knows, that's the princess card as well. That she's on the cover. Right, exactly. She's on the cover of the book. Oh. So she is the Princess of Swords. In our regular playing card deck, she doesn't exist. She's pulled out. So it's the page doesn't exist because she's the messenger. So Dr. Pat, there's no accident that we're talking about the heart. We're talking about being messengers. That middle card, that green chakra, is going to separate out the spiritual chakras from the chakra where we ground ourselves. So the first, second, third chakras are things we're creating and bringing to earth. The fifth, sixth, seventh are legacy and ideas and manifesting we send out to the world. So when we look at throat chakra, fifth cards, fives, those are going to be, when we look at those cards in the deck, and remember, there are 11 cards there that are the fives. So that's going to be the messenger. Gee, did we like that message? The fives are challenging because it's information that we're getting. But then the knights are also the ones bringing messages, and they are the ones that will carry out your manifesting. Mm-hmm. And of course, then we've got the queens, and if we look at that too, the sixes, which is indigo, our intuition. So I'm holding up for you, which I pulled for you.
Yeah,
I wanted to see what was going on with you, so I pulled this card. We'll talk
you
about
it. Did. Yeah, and we'll talk about it. Let's hold on to that card because
I'm holding it on right here.
We have got one of our fabulous listeners that has been with us for like forever.
Okay.
Linda from Pennsylvania. And I want Linda to fully experience you, and then we'll get back to me. And I think it's stunning that you picked that card up. I don't know if you know this, but that color is the color of our network. That's our network color. It's throughout our website. And it's interesting you picked up the swords, and we can talk about that. But let's bring Linda on from PA.
She's there. Linda, go ahead.
Linda, hey, how
Hi.
Are you?
Hello. I'm good.
How are you?
Thanks for being on.
Yeah. Tell us how we can help you today. Well, actually, how Tori can help you, because we're going to give you an experience firsthand of how this works. Do you have a question? Is there something on your mind?
Well, I told the moderator a question I'd like to think about, you know, but I was wondering whether if it makes sense if I just ask for anything about spirituality that I don't know that in my life, you know, like...
An insight.
That I don't know about.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that.
So what we're going to do, Linda, is I went ahead and pulled three cards, and I do this like as an overview, darkness, dawn, and light. Darkness is what you don't know, you don't know. That's your subconscious. What's dawning on you, and then what you know, you know. So let's take a look. I'm going to show you the three cards I pulled, okay? But you can't see it because we're retaping. So I'm going to tell you the first card is what we talked about. Here's that. That is that Nine of Cups. The second card is the Three of Swords. We're talking about swords. And then the King of Wands. I got to stop taking my glasses off. All right. And the King of Wands. So I do that all the time. I think I'm so important. I take my glasses off, you know, it's like, and then I forget I can't see. Maybe that's why, because I don't want to see. I want to see. So Linda, one of the things I want to say to you is that right away that this looks like, you know, at a point in your life, and I'm just going to tell you the overview, and then I'm going to break down how, when pull back the curtain for you, show you how I did it. The overview is that at a certain point in your life, you had everything. You were really feeling very emotionally satisfied, and then there was a disappointment. It looks like some kind of loss that you have gone through, and I think it's coming to terms with that. And then ironically, it's reclaiming your rightful place as the owner of your own life. So if I looked at this as beginning, middle, end, I would say that, You know, this is really about somebody, when I talk about the orange, right? Let's talk chakra for a minute. Orange, second chakra, third chakra, and then seventh chakra. So one of the things that I look at, Linda, is I look at also what's missing. So we're also going to look at the...
Hey, Pat, I think she froze up on us, if you want to jump in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's just give to Tori. Oh. You froze up, Tori. Now, go ahead. Kick us back again. Give us a sneak.
There
yeah.
she is.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, no matter how much I plug in. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, technology. So what I want to say here, Linda, is that, you know, you get excited about an idea, emotionally very excited, and then something disappoints you about it. And I feel that this pattern of disappointing it is not that the thing is disappointing. It's that you get afraid of taking that risk because you're afraid what other people will think about you. So when I say that to you, here's that, you know, that idea of orange and that nine of cups. And she's beautiful. She's elegant. She has this idea. And then the three of swords comes along and says, well, I don't know if it's that good. And what that's about is when I look at this, it's like you stop yourself before you even get into deciding if it's what you want. And I would say to you, one of the things that the king will bring you, the seventh chakra connection will bring you, is really get certain in your life about if it's something you want to create. Because I think that this pattern of starting things that you're excited about and then defeating yourself, you know, what we can do for that is I can say to you that when I look at that three of swords, it's really about saying, you know what? Everybody might hate me. Everybody might think it's the dumbest dang thing I've ever done in my life. And actually, I could, in fact, fail. But I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to find out if I want it. Because what's missing in this, if we look at these, is what's missing is that fourth and fifth chakra of, is my heart in this? You're not even questioning if you want to do it. It's looking at whether somebody else is going to approve of it. And by the way, Linda, this is such a great universal theme for so many of us.
Right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we're so afraid of being criticized.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you put something up on the internet and everybody's like, wow, who's that old hag or who's this? And it is amazing. And I just don't allow it on any of my things. I just say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean.
Yeah. Linda, what do you think of what Tori's saying?
That brings a lot of, I feel like she hit the bullseye, you know? I feel like that fed my soul, you know?
Yeah. And I want to just share with you, Linda, that the crossover, because let's look at this as a bridge. Let's look at the bridge to that seventh chakra is, you know, sometimes it can be safer to stay in that universal consciousness if I could, if I wanted to, than ground something and bring it into reality. And so what I want to say to you is the King of Wands appears with this wand, and it is all up to you to take that and say, you know what, this is my birthright. I came here to create this. And even if I think it's stupid, I'm still going to do it. Because my father used to say, and I'll share this with you, he used to say, why don't you get to the top of the hill and then decide if you like the view? Because I used to go, I don't know, I'm not going to like that. You know? And so that would be my saying to you, that get to the top of the hill, Linda, and then you can decide it's not for you. And you know what? Nobody pays your rent but you. So really, just, and by the way, the people who are the most negative in your life are actually gone. They're no longer even on this earth.
Linda, what do you make of that? Do you still feel like you're dedicated, committed, tied to, obligated is one of my favorite words. Do you feel like you're still in the Zoom of that, still in the contact of that?
I feel like this reading is very, very deep, very touching, and it's exactly what I need to hear for great guidance.
Good, good.
And I want to just say to you, Linda, you know what? I there's something that's really coming forward just from hearing your voice. When I look at the Nine of Cups, I want to just validate how incredibly loving you are. And I also want to say that, You know, just because other people couldn't love the way you do, it does not define you.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. their inability to love does not define who you are. And that's mm-hmm. a very important message, I think, for all of us that,
yeah.
you know, we tend to define ourselves by whether or not people, other people value us. And sometimes they're just not capable of it. So I want to just say that, you know, that's what it is. So really know that even if you think it can't be done, just try to push through certain things because you are here to help people that you have not met yet.
Yeah. And Linda, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give you a deck of these cards. Linda.
I think okay. she's not reading. I think she fell over.
Yep. And we're going to give you a deck of these beautiful cards. Do me a favor now. Don't hang up.
Yeah.
Benny's going to get your information. This is now, we're going to send these to you. So not only can you really lean into what Tori is saying, but there's much more you can explore. You will be captivated by the beauty of these and the energy. So we're going to go to break, Linda, but please hold on so that Benny can get your information. And thank you so very much for being you.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda.
Benny, let's go to a break. Everybody, we'll be right back. More to come. Tori Hartman, I'm like on the edge of my seat now, what she's going to say to me. But stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be pretty?
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
I ask my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera, whatever will be
appropriate. It's Benny Does It Again. Benny Does It Again. Wow. Wow. Honestly, I think about the times we live in today, and I think about the span of my life, right, and some of what we've been able to capture over time. I'm just aware now, Tori, of how we have adapted to so many different things over our lifetimes, and I'm not done. And so before we get, you know, talking about the details and the nuances of what you've created, one, how can people find out more about you? Let's make sure they know how to do that. And how can they get a deck, their own deck of these chakra wisdom tarot cards? Tell folks all of the above.
Okay. Well, thanks for asking, Pat. No, I feel like... Yeah. Okay, so the first thing is that the deck is available on Amazon. And in fact, they've started shipping today. So they're actually published as of this show.
Yo.
And we're on it. So the next thing to know is that my name, T-O-R-I-H-A-R-T-M-A-N, Tori Hartman, if you put it into Amazon, you'll find all the decks. And then if you just jump on that, my name is my website. And so people can get in touch with me there. And I would say that this deck is, and I've been doing more, by the way, on YouTube. So I'll be doing more videos. Yeah. This and it really is an interesting time to see how many people are really embracing these aspects of themselves. So yeah, so YouTube is a good place to find me. My website, obviously. I have the Facebook page, Chakra Wisdom. So come on down.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's fascinating. When I started this 15 years ago, I remember saying, I'm never going to do video. And then the evolution of this, especially for us, you know, we were one of the first broadcast networks to actually do Facebook Live years ago when we were first allowed to do it. And on our agenda, once our technology is done, to literally completely upgrade our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. But there's a reason for that. One of the reasons is that we find it's important for us not to lose independent radio, independent media, and that's important. But when I look at what this, the energy of what I've laid out on my table, which I don't know if people can see it, there's something about what you've done that would be hard for somebody like me to explain. So let's walk through how this works and how it might work. For example, you said, I pulled a card before, Pat, for you. Mm-hmm. So let's start wherever you want to start.
Well, let's start there, because I think one of the things that is most helpful when you're working with anything like this is it's kind of like talking about the theory of swimming, but until you get in the water, it's like, oh, wow, there's water around me. Oh, I have to stay afloat. So there's a lot of things that are moving all at once. And the first thing I want to say is that cards are like you. They will always evolve for you. So memorizing a meaning can almost be a waste of time because it's going to mean something different every time you pull it. So let's talk about the card I pulled for you. This is the Six of Swords. Now, for those who know tarot, the Six of Swords is, let's just talk about that meaning for a minute, moving away from difficulties, it's moving away from addiction, it's recovery. If I had to say if there was a recovery card in the tarot, it would probably be the Six of Swords. It's also that kind of energy of she's on the ship, so it's not quite over yet, but she's in it, which means it's an ongoing conversation. It doesn't mean that, oh gosh, it's not going to end. It means there may be a continual journey you're on. So when we look at it as a, sorry.
Like a work in progress.
Yes, constantly. So that can be, when you look at this as a tarot card, that's the meaning. Well, let's go to the next one, all right? The next thing we look at here, and I'm not going to get to chakra yet. I'm going to go to the six as the sixth planet of Jupiter. So people who know astrology, let's look at this. Expansion. It's also growing deeper and wider, and it's foreigners, outside ideas. And one of the things that's very interesting at the taping of this show, we are in a Jupiter retrograde. So how interesting that you would be, that I would pull this card for you in a Jupiter retrograde, which really means helping people reclaim who they are, right? And really, it's interesting because this card actually is the same color as the calendar behind you on your wall, and it has the orange in it on your calendar. So it's very interesting. We were talking at the break.
Yeah.
About. So let's just look at that as a, now we kind of have those two concepts. Let's bring the third, which is what this is about, really, the chakra.
Yeah.
So when we bring the chakra in here, the sixth chakra is about hidden family agreements. Now, in this case, it may be that when I look at your, obviously, I say this all the time, but your wounding is your purpose. It really becomes your purpose. So yeah. What I want to say is this is about someone who probably had a challenging mother. You know, you're a Sag Moon Capricorn, just like me. I have the same thing. I'm Sag Moon Capricorn. So it can be a challenging mother and a better father. This can kind of indicate that a little bit. And what I want to say is when we look here at that chakra color, it is sixth sense, intuitive. You knew how to survive, and your life is about showing how other people how to survive. But it's not just survival here. When you look at the way this card is depicted, she's bringing with her inner child. She's got that child on the boat with her, and she's bringing her on this journey. So finally, we've got the three swords and the three swords. There's three on the land, three on the boat. Mm-hmm. So she's taking some of those issues with her, right? Because swords cut and they protect. She's bringing those with her because those are tools she's going to need on her journey. So that's kind of what it tells me a little bit about you, just to give you an idea.
And so let me recap before we go to the phones and go to Melissa. Mm-hmm. You, Tori doesn't know my history. I mean, Tori and I don't hang out, and we don't talk about family issues or values.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about a couple of these without taking up a whole lot of time. I have two moms. I have a birth mom and I have a stepmom. My birth mom committed suicide when I was six, and I was in Catholic boarding school. And back in the day, what you did with Italian women that were really a little bit outspoken, you gave them a prescription from Dr. Jacoby to calm them down. Mm-hmm. So today we would look at that as, oh my God, you're addicted to blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So back then, though, this was what happened. And, you know, my mom was the most loving person on the planet. She taught me about love and caring. And life was way too much for her, not to mention my dad cheating and all of that craziness, right? Mm-hmm. And so the only reason I even know this is because my stepmom, who taught me all about perseverance, don't give up. That woman had a first child in 12, her second one at 13, kept letters from my birth mom where my birth mom was talking about this. This is the only way I know this. But even with all of this, and I'm thinking about everything you said about addiction and recovery and my life, right? You know, homeless at 17. You look at this. You're right about this. Mm-hmm. I know from all of those experiences, including job loss, that I started this show when I was most depressed in 2003. I dialed a wrong phone number, and here we are. But where we are today and the evolution is, what can we do to help people thrive in the world?
Right.
And that's what that's what this is about. But for me, I love that you talked about intuition. Because if there was one thing that I could attribute to anything that I've ever achieved in life, anything, any education, anything, intuition has been a major aspect of it.
Yeah.
But when I think about this, the question that comes up is then, having said all that, what is it that me as a human, what should I be aware of and what should I do? And then we're going to skip the break, Benny, and hop over to the phones. But the question is there something I should be doing different? You know, should I be more aware of, for example, sometimes I could go into fear about how much, right, that I'm putting out there and what we want to get done. And it doesn't last very long.
No, and I think one of the things I want to say to you, Pat, and I want to just say Dr. Pat, because you deserve it. And one of the things I want to say to you is, what if it's no longer that you need to know something else? What if you already know it and all you need to do is enjoy it?
That's $1 million message right there.
Yeah. Because I think
that's it right there.
Goosebumps as I say that, because the truth is that you can now, and it's not, I want to be very clear with everybody. This isn't about resting on your laurels. Okay. That's not what that is. It's about sometimes we've made it and we don't recognize that it's time for us to enjoy it. And this is your time, Pat. This is your time to enjoy it. And people come to you because of that sixth sense. They come to you because of that intuition, and they want that path. And they are on that path. And now if you can enjoy it and once again be the reflection, it's even better. You know, giving other women permission to enjoy and love our lives, that's the one thing that I know. The wounding that from your mother would be, she couldn't enjoy it. She was given pills to stop it. She was told to be little. She never had the chance to enjoy it. And what if it's your wounding is really about enjoying it ultimately and teaching others to enjoy their lives?
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, I needed to hear this. Tori, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I know, Tori Hartman, everybody. Benny, I think we have Melissa that would love to chat with Tori. So let's bring Melissa in.
Yeah, she's there. Go ahead.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hey, how can we help you? How are you today?
I'm okay. I have a question regarding a business situation. I don't want to get into specifics, but I just wanted you to pull some cards and see what you got.
Okay. You know what I'm doing? I pulled a card because I feel there's one card. And I want to be very clear with you, Melissa, on this. And I later when you see the video, all right, you'll see the card. But it's the Seven of Wands. And this is a purple card, seventh chakra, right? So it's universal consciousness. It means the answer is already out there. And the challenging thing when in this kind of circumstance is that it's outside of you. It's not in you yet, which means that you're supposed to be confused. There is no answer right in the moment. And what I want to say to you is I want you to breathe. And I want to validate for you that you will know what to do when the time is right. And this actually, every card in this deck, and it's in the little booklet, the book that comes with it, every card has a title. So the title of this card is The Path of indomitable strength.
Mm.
So what I want to say to you is there's indomitable means unstoppable. And I want to share with you that sometimes things that bring us to our knees, that the very things that just bring us to our knees and we think, oh my God, what am I going to do here? And when I'm down there, I might as well pray, right? Mm-hmm. That's when we find the strength, and that strength has to come up through our root chakra. And I want you to know you have not been brought, as they say, this far to be dropped. You are not going to be dropped. You are not going to be left out in the cold. You actually have the tools around you to know what to do. What this is about is when Dr. Pat was talking about that fear thing, I want to say to you that bringing that back in and just going, yeah, I feel afraid. Cool. Now go do your dishes. Do you know what I mean? Like, own those feelings and go, yeah, I feel really afraid. And I don't know what it means right now. You know, and just to share with you, I have a note in my mailbox right now, because they send you they send you what you're going to get that day. That's from the IRS. I don't know what they're going to say. You know, that could be scary, right? But
yeah.
The truth is, what I want to say to you, Melissa, is you have everything you need to walk through this. And you have been handed this circumstance because there are people who would not know how to handle this that you are going to need to teach. And I share this with you because there's a chakra message in the book that I'm going to share directly with you that says, things are happening that you do not yet see. Right now, cultivate an unrelenting commitment to rise above your obstacles. Hold strong and focus on your outcome. You know, I have a friend, my friend Catherine Woodward Thomas, who wrote a book called Calling in the One. You know, Catherine, I know you do.
Yeah.
And she used to say, hold the high watch.
Yeah.
So what I want to say to you is we're going to hold the high watch for you on this, because I do believe that this is about you revealing your strength to yourself and not about anything else. That when you get that internal strength that all women have, by the way, sorry, Benny, I don't mean to leave you out of that, but it's a very powerful feminine energy. And I want to share with you the difference between manifesting and magnetizing. Magnetizing is turning on that energy that says, I am going to attract this outcome. Manifesting is creating that outcome. So magnetizing is very much that feminine energy. And when you're in manifesting, sometimes we cross over into the masculine fear. But when you're in magnetizing, we can use that fear to really step into our divine feminine. So remember that as women, we have more of an instinct of protection than we actually have fear. So that's really about protecting yourself. And I want you to know you're going to be okay. And it is going to turn out very well for you. It really is about the lesson, if you will. I always hate that word, but the experience that you'll walk through is one of reclaiming yourself. And that's why this has happened, because you forgot who you were. And mm-hmm. when you remember who you are and the woman that you've been, who's been through this stuff, it's going to be, you're going to ace this. I have no worries about it.
Wow. Melissa, how does that sound to you?
Actually, it sounds perfect, because I actually did all those things. I did move through it already and took care of what I had to take care of. I was just curious how the outcome was going to be, but we'll see.
You're in it.
Yeah,
you're in it.
I did my best.
Because here's the thing, your voice is different than when you came on.
Yeah.
That's the outcome. See, yeah. I think sometimes we look for a bigger thing, and the truth is you already have taken back the reins. That's the outcome.
Ah. I sure
did.
Yeah,
it's like a horse being wild,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, well, Melissa, listen to you. Listen to you now. Well, you're like kicking up your heels right here, right?
No, not really. I mean, I know what you're saying, but not really. I did everything prior to calling. I was just wanting, I guess I wanted a confirmation or validation or something that I did. You know, I did the right thing, because I've been in this rodeo before and it gets exhausting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to hear a third party that I have no clue of say, yep, and you nailed it. Right. You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it.
Just remember, you know, we may have gone to the rodeo before, but this time we get to be queen of the rodeo.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa. Thank you.
Awesome. pizza.
One of the things, we have a few minutes left. So again, Tori, thank you for today. But again, please tell folks how they can get their own deck, how they can find out more about you, all of the above.
Well, you can go to Amazon, you can go to Barnes & Noble, you can even go in your local bookstore and ask them to order it if they don't have it. But it is right now on Amazon. I think they just, because it's popular right now, they've lowered the price just a little, so that's cool. And yeah, you can, it is called Chakra Wisdom Tarot, but you, if you type in my name, Tori Hartman, all of my stuff will come up and you'll see it right there because it will be at the top of the list. And of course, my name is my website, torihartman.com. Yeah. And I will be doing, I'm going to be doing a beginning. What I want to do, Pat, is just a basic, here's how to look at this deck, 4-week kind of like little lecture and then practice class. So I'm going to be doing that. If you jump on my mailing list, you'll probably get that. So
awesome. Yeah, I want to do it with you. I want to spend the few minutes left to mention a couple things. How to use the deck. I mean, we saw an example today, but in the book that you provide, you also take us through different layouts of how to use the deck. And folks, you can look at this yourself. I mean, this is not the only way, but I was thrilled. I looked at a couple of these, and there were two that really I latched onto. I lay out three, the seven planets, because I had not really seen the integration, because now we're taking this to another level, right? Which you did in the show. But you also, for those of you that are listening, and especially, yeah, that's cool. That's it. Mm-hmm. There's also your path to manifesting. I have a question that came in and I want to get it in the last 2 minutes we have left.
Sure.
How can you work with these with another person? If you're, let's say you have a friend and each of you wants to do a layout, can you do two layouts at once or should you do one person and then the other? This is an interesting question.
I always think we need to focus on one at a time.
Perfect.
Because you want all of the cards, unless you both have decks, then you can pull them.
Right.
But one thing to keep in mind is at the very beginning of the book, it, in this little booklet that comes with the cards, there is a whole thing on the bucket list and how to really create what you want. Because some people go, I don't know. Right. But if you've got 6 months to live, you'll know what you want to do. Okay. Yep. So the idea is putting it on a bucket list and pulling the one thing you want to create. Now, one of the things I want to say is in the book, at the bottom of every definition of every card, for the minor arcana, there's a contemplation, what to think about next. For the major, there is a next step. So it's going to show you. And one other thing I want to say about manifesting, when we look at the major arcana, the Fool's Journey, this is the only deck that's ever been created where the Fool goes on the journey, where we actually go with her on, and even there's a hanged woman. So she is actually physically in every single card. She meets her mentors. She does her living. She does her mastery. She makes mistakes. So when we look at that, you can then use the majors as your manifesting track at the back and say, oh, what you skip stops you. So if you go from the first chakra to the third, you're going to go, oh, I'm missing my emotional component. So there's things like that that come out.
I love it. Tori, thank you for today. I have one last question. And boy, you're just amazing. There's a lot we've talked about. I want to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What is your personal message? What does Tori Hartman want to leave all of us with today? And I can't thank you enough for coming on.
Oh, please. I mean, thank you. I think my biggest message is you got this. I have to say, you have, if you spot it, you got it. You've got this. If you're sitting and listening to Dr. Pat, you've got this already, because you wouldn't be listening. You wouldn't even be able to hear it if you didn't already have these skills. You're just being reawakened. You're not being taught.
Yeah. What? Tori Hartman, everybody. Tori, thank you so much.
Thank
you,
Pat.
Benny, thank you for pushing all the right buttons as usual. To our listeners, you're the best listeners, your viewers on the planet. And you're going to hear a lot more from me about this deck as I take what Tori has just said and I move it along in further exploration. Why? Because for me, it is a journey and I'm a work in progress, sister. Thank Thank you, Tori Hartman.
Thank you, Pat. Love you.
Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you, Linda. And thank you to all of you. Stay tuned. Another hour of TTR coming up next.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.